Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Amen. And we just wanted to come by and bless you this morning. We want to encourage the saints, amen, that to go into the harvest field. We know the harvest is ripe, and but the laborers are few. So we pray, therefore, God of the harvest, send forth the laborers and raise us up, amen, to be strong, to endure, amen. And so we go forth in the word of the Lord. We know that we can find comfort, encouragement, correction, training in the word of the Lord, and we praise God for you on this morning. Amen. We want to go and have prayer, and then we're going to have some praise, and we're going to get into some encouragement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor for today. We thank you that you are our stronghold. You are our strength. You're everything, God, our refuge. We bless your holy name. We bless you, and thank you for your word. God, we know that you are awesome. You are mighty. You are great. You're wonderful. We thank you, oh Lord God, right now that you're in the midst of this time and you bless your people and you raise us up, you build us up in our most holy faith, and we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Let us hear some music. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We testify. We testify to the goodness of God. To him be the glory. To him be the praise. Amen. And our encouragement this morning is coming about persecution. And we know that first they persecuted prophets in the Old Testament. They persecuted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus warned us, yes, they will persecute us as well. But we need to take the encouragement from the Word, and glory be unto God as we turn, amen, to the Word of God. And we are encouraged. Let's turn to Romans 8. Let's start off with that verse, and we'll just, you know, keep encouraging from the Word. Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" Amen. Who shall separate us? We walk in the love of God. We are surrounded by the love of God. He loves those who fear him and keep his commandments. Amen. And so we know that Apostle Paul, he suffered many persecutions and advised those in his writings, the body of Christ, that he would be the subject of such, attention. You know, persecution is basically hostility and ill treatment. It's a harassment. Amen. And that's because of different things. It'd be race, political, religious beliefs. So we know in the scriptures because of who we believe in and whom we belong to. And so Jesus tried to give that warning to us, definitely about what we would face, amen, as we are his followers in Christ Jesus. And so even when that's what Jesus faced. Whenever he walked, whenever he talked and preached, that's why they ended up basically him taking him to the cross. And we know that was the will of God to die for our sins. And then on the third day that he be raised again. And so we know these things, and we know them in the scripture. And so we should not be so surprised when these things are focused toward us. In America, we seem to think that this doesn't, exist on the scale that is existing in some countries where they face persecution harshly for believing in Christ Jesus, because their nation is mostly another religion, or they have laws passed to basically outlaw, religions such as Christianity, and so they face different and harsh things that harassment. They cannot even share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. But we want to be encouraged. It says in 1 Thessalonians 3:7, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith." You know, we want to encourage one another because of our faith. Keep standing strong in your faith. Keep being steadfast in your faith. And we know steadfastness is having the devotion and loyalty to Christ Jesus in our hearts and minds and our behavior and lifestyles. And we continue on serving the Lord. Amen. And so even the Apostle Paul has said, for the God, those who want to live a godly life will face persecution. If you're going to live godly, you're going to face the persecution. So he tried to give that warning, and here he's encouraging brothers and sisters, hey, you encourage me with your faith by you keep on believing, keep on trusting in God. And here's what he says in 2 Thessalonians 1:4. "Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring." So we got to keep on our faith. We got to keep persevering. Have the hardiness, to keep staying, stay firm. You know, we got to ask God, help us. And that's why we know that nothing will separate us from the love of God, because God does help us. God does see. God does rescue. God does amazing and awesome and miraculous things. And even as in the book of Acts, we go back, you know, to the book of Acts when the church was birthed in the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, and they began to receive the persecutions and so forth. This is what it says in Acts 11:19. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Look, they didn't stop spreading the word. So we can't stop going into the harvest. We can't stop, speaking the word of God and speaking the truth to people and telling them and pointing them to Christ. Why? Because it is for their soul salvation. We plant seeds. We water seeds. God is the one that makes it grow. We got to keep pressing on and pressing in. We got to lay hold of faith. We got to persevere. We want to stand before Christ and give the testimony that song was talking about, testifying. We want to testify of our faith and give hope that's within us. What is the hope? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. I thank God for you. We have come to the end of our programming. Want you to be encouraged. Amen. Even if you're facing persecution, it says, you know, in Hebrews 10:33, sometimes you were probably exposed in sort of persecution, and other times you stood by, you stood side by side by those who were so treated. You keep the faith and you listen and you tune in today. Encourage another brother and sister. Amen in Christ Jesus. We are pressing on. We are holding on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.